Election of Matthias. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olives, which is a 15-minute walk away. On entering the city, they went into the room upstairs where they were staying. Present there were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All of these together gave themselves to constant prayer. With them were some women, and also Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers. It was during this time that Peter stood up in the midst of the community, about 120 in all, and he said, "Brothers, it was necessary that the scriptures referring to Judas be fulfilled. The Holy Spirit had spoken through David about the one who would lead the crowd coming to arrest Jesus. He was one of our number and had been called to share our common ministry. Therefore, we must choose someone from among those who were with us during all the time that the Lord Jesus moved about with us, beginning with John's baptism until the day when Jesus was taken away from us. One of these has to become, with us, a witness to his resurrection." Then they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. They prayed, "You know, Lord, what is in the hearts of all. Show us, therefore, which of the two you have chosen to replace Judas in this apostolic ministry, which he deserted to go to the place he deserved." Then they drew lots between the two, and the choice fell on Matthias, who was added to the 11 apostles.